Dalla made a point of holding his gaze. The attack at the famous theme restaurant had occurred weeks before, yet Imperial intelligence remained unable to offer more than conjecture as to who was behind the assault. To Jag, that meant the party responsible had been a very competent plotter, and that placed Dalla at the top of the suspect list. When Jag did not look away, Dalla finally dropped her eyes and said, "I hope you don't believe I was behind that."
"No. Jaina had her own reasons for ending things," Jag said, deliberately misconstruing her meaning. "Besides, when it comes to matters of the heart, she would hardly be inclined to take your advice."
Dalla's mouth tightened almost unnoticeably.
"I doubt it," she allowed. "But I'm sure you realize I was referring to the attempt on your life."
"What makes you sure the attempt was on my life?" Jag pressed.
He knew better than to think Dalla would ever let slip something incriminating, but he wanted her to know he remained suspicious.
"Those YVHs were spraying more fire the Solo's way than mine."
"Who knows what they were firing at?"
Dalla offered a dismissive wave.
"I certainly don't."
"Meaning you're not the one who sent them?"
"Yes."
Dalla's voice grew hard and icy.
"Meaning I had nothing to do with the attack, no matter who the target was."
"Then I'd be very interested to know who did,"
Jag pressed.
"So would I."
Dalla turned away from the railing and gestured toward a table, where her waiters had placed some pastries and a carafe of calf.
"Quinn thinks it was part of a conspiracy to undermine my government by making me look like a monster."
"You're saying that the assassination attempt at Pangalactus was all about you?"
Jag followed her to the table and pulled a chair out for Dalla.
"That's rather self-centered, even for you."
"I only wish you were right, head of state, Fel,"
Dalla said, accepting the jab with a tight smile.
"But I've been hearing some unpleasant rumors about a pro-Jedi bill being circulated by Senator Wool, so I must admit that I'm starting to see a pattern."
"Then I suggest you stop engaging in that sort of behavior,"
Jag replied. He went to his own chair and sat.
"You're making it rather easy for them to paint you in a bad light, don't you think?"